God is the author of the Bible. Though many human writers were inspired by him to write, the authorship of the Bible is truly divine. These human writers came from different walks of life and social positions. They also came from many different countries, and they did not know what the other was writing. But all combined under the inspiration and leadership of God the Holy Spirit, and they came out with the same grand theme, God the Son. As you are well aware, there are some 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. Genesis, the first book, the book of beginnings. Revelation, the last book, the revelation of Jesus Christ, that which is to come. The end of all things in this theme. There is a significant word in 2 Timothy 3:16 where it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That can be rendered, all Scripture is God-breathed. Let us be careful, friend, in our handling of the Word of God. The Scripture, said the Lord Jesus, cannot be broken. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Our blessed Lord's faithfulness, ere he left this scene, was manifest when his prayer to the Father, he said, I have given them thy word. John chapter 17. Oh, friend of mine, the word of God is more precious than gold. It's sweeter than honey. The word is our heritage, the joy of our heart. Let us read it. Let's meditate upon it. Let's love it. And by the grace of God and with the help of the Holy Spirit, those of us who are Christians, we must obey it and live it for his glory. Thus we seek to be blessed and to be preserved and profit thereby. It was Queen Victoria, on being asked by an Indian prince as to the secret of Britain's greatness, she replied at once, the Bible. Queen Elizabeth, at her coronation, was handed a Bible with the words, we present your majesty with this book, the most valuable thing this world affords. Friend of mine, let me ask you, are you familiar with the Bible, the Word of God? We read in Psalm 119, the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. From Jeremiah we read, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord. From Luke chapter 8 we read that the seed is the word of God. From Deuteronomy, man doth not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. 1 Peter describes the Bible as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. From Psalm 19, the law of the Lord is sweeter also than honey. And from Hebrews chapter 5, strong meat belongeth to them of full age. And from Psalm chapter 19, it's more to be desired than gold. And from Hebrews chapter 4, concerning the word of God, we read that it is sharper than a two-edged sword. And finally, from Jeremiah chapter 23, is not my word like a hammer that breaketh in pieces, saith the Lord. Friend of mine, the word of God today can be used of the Spirit of God to direct you to the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, who died on the cross bearing your sins, who was buried to be resurrected 3 days later. And the Bible can tell you today that if you'll trust Christ, if you'll accept him as your Savior, if you'll be born again by the Holy Spirit, he'll give you today the gift of eternal life, whereby you can know for sure you're going to heaven. And friend of mine, if you die in your sins, this same word of God that today says, come unto me all ye that labor and a heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The word in that day will be the word of God that condemns you because you believe not its truth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God says, I'll give you eternal life. Do it today, and he will bless you.